every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Tune in every Wednesday at 4 p.m. for Team Martech, local professionals serving our community. Listen to a financial advisor, local attorney, independent insurance agent, mortgage broker, realtor, and certified public accountant. They discuss issues and answer questions of interest to you. That's Team Martech, Wednesdays at 4 p.m. on WCNO.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Myers' number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Myers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Hey folks, this is Pastor Jason Bumgardner from The Revealing Truth. First of all, thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for your support and making The Revealing Truth one of the most listened to Christian broadcast shows in South Florida. It's been an honor to bring you the Word of God over these past 7 years and to see that Word impact our region. Secondly, I want to thank you for your financial support of this broadcast. Has gone a long way in keeping us on the air. Many of you have been faithful to support our efforts, and we couldn't do it without you. So we thank God for you, and we thank God for your support. Thirdly, as you know, we're in the middle of our summer months, and I'm coming to you to ask you for help to help meet our on-the-air budget. WCNO has been a wonderful partner. However, the cost of having this show on the air has far outpaced the donations that have come in. We need your help to stay on the air. So that's why I'm coming to you today. I want to ask you, will you consider partnering with us to help us meet our financial obligations through the summer? Please take a moment today and consider what you can do for The Revealing Truth. Your support is vital for this program to stay on the air. You can make your best gift now by going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. That address again is mytruthchurch.com. And just click on that donate button. You can call our corporate office at 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. And we can take your donation over the phone. I'm asking you today, will you partner with us? Will you help us keep this show on the air? Will you keep being a regional partner to bring the truth to South Florida? Thank you again from the bottom of my heart, and we look forward to what God's going to do in your life today. Now let's get ready for the Word.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
How many of you realize in your life when you were even away from God, even when you wasn't living right, even when you wasn't acting right, even when you were minding your own business on your way to hell, God interrupted your journey to hell. You didn't even realize it, but He changed the direction of your life. He empowered you to live the life. Come on, somebody. You thought you had it all figured out, and God said, no, hold up, wait a minute. Let me put some Jesus in it. Stop where you are. It's time for me to introduce myself to you. See, we get it all mixed up sometimes. We like, 1992, I found the Lord. No, you didn't find God. God wasn't lost. You were the one that was lost, and you were minding your own business on your way to hell. And God interrupted you in the midst of your journey and said, hold on. I got a plan and a purpose for your life. I have an assignment for you. And the moment you begin to engage that, come on somebody. You begin to engage that assignment. That was the day that destiny began to be revealed to your life. And you found out that you were anointed to do something. That God created you uniquely and individually and anointed you to do something that nobody else could do. It's your assignment. Do you believe that tonight? You don't even know how you got to the place you got. God got you there when you didn't know. He turned your life around when you didn't even know you needed to have your life turned around. He, by design, walked you up in the truth church tonight because it was part of the destiny of your life. Do you believe that? He said, I held you by your hand and empowered you to subdue nations. Huh? Do you realize that Cyrus defeated the Syrians? Powerful people. He defeated the Assyrians, which is today modern day Turkey. He defeated the Greeks. He defeated the Egyptians. He defeated the Asiatics. He defeated the Sicilians, the Italians, the Babylonians, the Indians. He defeated the entire world. Every island in the Mediterranean Sea, he ruled it. He defeated. He went all across Northern Europe, all the way up into the cold areas of Russia and defeated it. He went all the way to the continent of Asia and he defeated. Cyrus was bad to the bone. Because he had an anointing on his life, an assignment on his life to do what God called him to do. And God said to him 210 years before he was ever born that he was going to empower him to do that before he ever got here. Listen, I've got news for you tonight. God empowered you before you ever got here to do what you need to do in your life. Do you believe that tonight? Watch this. That's why he had the vision to know how to walk down a river and take the stronghold of Babylon without ever having to release a weapon. Because he was empowered. He was anointed. Because God opened the door and broke the gates of brass by divine design. I mean, that's a really cool place to live in your life. That's a good place to be in your life. Amen. When the earth cooperates with you rather than resists you. I don't know about you, but I've had plenty of places of resistance in my life. I don't like it. I don't like it when the earth resists me. I like it when it cooperates with me. Amen? I don't want it to continually fight against me. I want things to fall in place for my life. Psalm 67 says this, that when the people of God begin to give honor for who he is, you the people of God, right? It says, when the people of God begin to give honor for who he is and recognize that he sits supreme over all the earth, here's what he says will happen. He says, I will bless you. Somebody say that with me. I will bless you. Yes, even you I will bless and I will cause the earth to yield its increase to you. When you put God on the throne of your life, he says, I'm going to bless you and cause the earth to yield its increase to you. You know what that means? The world likes to call it good luck. The Bible calls it favor. That means when you recognize who he is in your life and he gave you divine design to live your life, he says when you begin to glorify him for that, then the blessing and the favor of God begins to fall on your life. Things that were going away from you begin to come back to you. Things that were hard begin to become easy. People that were resisting you start becoming compliant. I mean, that's a good place to be with your kids today.
I don't know about you, but I've had it with resistant kids. I like to see some compliant kids. I've had it with a resistant bank. I want to see a compliant bank. I've had it with a resistant culture. I want to see a compliant culture. I wonder if I got anybody in here tonight that's ready to live the assignment of God on their life. I mean, that takes an alignment. I got to align myself with God. I got to get in alignment with Him. See, when God releases the blessing of the earth, that means that when the blessing comes, the curse is broken. It's broken over us. The curse that he told Adam, he said, because sin entered the world, now the earth is going to resist you. You're going to have to get prosperous by the sweat of your brow. You're going to have to work the ground. There's going to be weeds in the ground. There's going to be thorns in the ground. It's going to be hard for you to grow food in the ground. It's going to continue to be hard. And you're going to have to work the ground by the sweat of your brow. But how many know when I get in alignment with God, when I line up with Him and I get in sync with God, I ain't no longer got to be working by the sweat of my brow. Come on, amen. Now I live my life by favor. Now I live my life by direction. Now the Holy Spirit begins to lead me and I learn how to obey and I learn how to take the opportunities that are set before me, and blessing is released in my life because I get under the power of God and under the anointing of God, and in the empowerment that He has for my life, I begin to live the assignment that's on my life. And I ain't got to work it no more. I just got to trust God and walk in it. And it becomes the fruit of my life. Praise the Lord. Come on, praise the Lord with me tonight, church. He said, I gave you treasures out of darkness. Didn't look like there was anything in the battle, but historians told us that Cyrus defeated Babylon and he began to march across Asia, and he loaded down his wagon with 34,000 pounds of gold. I mean, that's a lot of gold. That ain't chump change. That's a lot of gold. God told him that 210 years before he was born that he was going to load him down with gold. Are you getting this tonight? Huh? And then he said, here's why I did it for you, Cyrus, in verse 4. For Jacob, my servant's sake. I had you defeat the whole entire world for Jacob, my servant's sake, and Israel, my elect. I have called you by name. I have named you, though you have not known me. I am the Lord, and there's no other. There's no God besides me. I will gird you, though you have not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun to its setting that there is none besides me. I am the Lord God, and there is no other. He said, Cyrus, I want you to get this, boy. I want you to understand something. I put you in this place because I had an assignment for your life. You say, well, what's the assignment? Well, that's in the chapter before. That's in Isaiah 44, right before you get to 45. And this is what he said in the prophecy. You'll be the one who releases my people from captivity of Babylon and send them back home. Because I told them 400 years before I told you, 200 years before you are, that I was going to send them back home. You know why God does that? Because God don't lie. Come on, amen.
Hey, folks, this is Pastor Jason again. I hope the word that you're hearing is ministering to you today. My heart is that the transforming power of this word is changing you from the inside out. And I just want to say thank you for being a faithful listener. I want to take this break right now and ask you to take a minute to do your part to help keep this word being preached on the air. I'm inviting you to partner with me to change lives all over South Florida. If you would say, yes, Pastor Jason, I want to help you, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Will you do that for me? mytruthchurch.com. Click on the donate button and give your best gift now. Help me keep this message of the truth being broadcast all across South Florida. I need your help now, and you can help by just going to mytruthchurch.com and clicking on the donate button. Now let's get back to the word again.
So Cyrus marches into Babylon, takes over Babylon, finds out there's a bunch of slaves living there and they're all called Israelites. And then somebody brings him the book and he finds out that in the book that there was a God that already preordained him steps to set the people free. And he looks at that and he goes, well, I better just set these people free. This must be my destiny. So he sets the people free. He said, let's release these people back to their homeland, back to Jerusalem, so they can build the wall. And he makes an edict for all the slaves to be released and to go back to their homeland to rebuild the temple. Ladies and gentlemen, you need to hear this tonight. Amen. Some of you are about to have an encounter with divine destiny over your life. God wants to do something that you didn't even know was possible tonight. Do you believe that? I believe God wants to engage us and have us encounter what he has for us in our life. You might be walking through your life right now and things don't make sense for a while, but I want to declare to you tonight that in this house, in this place, there is an assignment for your life that God has preordained for you before you ever got here. Come on, amen. You might think you've been walking towards nothing. You might think you blew it the whole year before. You might have thought you went off the rails and messed everything up, but I'm here to declare to you tonight that you are on assignment from God. And what you went through wasn't meant to take you out. What you've been through has been to process you so you can engage what's in front of you next. Because God's wanting to clean your life up and clean your thinking up and clean your faith up so you can be ready for what he's got for you. That's why you went through what you went through. That's why you suffered the way you suffered. That's why you endured what you had to endure, because it was preparation for the place of the destiny that he's called you to. You believe that tonight? All the while, you didn't know it, but you've been walking to a destination. You thought you were in charge of your life, but you're not. You're walking towards a destination. You think you've been the master of your own universe, but you're not. God ordered your footsteps before you ever have feet. So I want to know, are you ready to embrace what God's got for your life? I'm tired of going down rabbit trails in my life. Huh? I'm tired of chasing after fantasies. I'm ready to live my life for what I was born for. I'm ready to embrace it. I'm ready to discover my destiny and live the audacious life. Fulfill my destiny. Not be a victim of my circumstances. Everybody in this room, you've been called and preordained by God to be a champion. God's not called anybody in this room tonight to be a loser. He's designed you to be a champion. Come on, do you believe that? Touch somebody next to you and say, I'm embracing my destiny tonight. In verse 7, he says this, I form the light and I create the darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. You know, believers struggle with this statement. Christians struggle with this. You mean God created sin? If God created sin and calamity, then God must be evil. No, that's not what it means. He said, I form the light and create the darkness. I make peace and create calamity. I, the Lord, do all these things. Watch this. See, when God said to him, I'm the one who forms the light, therefore I create the darkness. He was messing with Cyrus 210 years before he ever got here. He's messing with his head. He was saying, Cyrus, I can do things you don't even know I'm doing. I'm in control of all of it. Because how many know the Medes and the Persians believed in the duality of gods? They didn't just believe in one God or two gods. They believed in thousands of gods. They believed there was a God for every adjective you had and for every action word and for every noun. They had a God that was descriptive. They had a God that was personal. And they had a God that was also objective in everything. They had a God for the color of your hair. Come on, somebody. Amen. And above all these thousands of gods, they believed in the duality of God. They believed that there was good and evil. Come on, they believed in good and evil. That's what most of the world revolves around, right? Good and evil. In the Asian world, they call it the yin and the yang. Come on, are you with me? Amen. The duality. And Christian churches got this too. A lot of them teach us. There's God and there's Satan. The duality of gods. God and Satan. They're opposites of each other. But let me just tell you something. That's not true. Amen. Don't miss this. Listen to me very closely. Satan is not God's equal. Come on, amen. Nor is he the opposite of God. Somebody said, well, did God create good and evil? No, evil didn't have to be created. Evil is just a perversion of what is good. Come on. It's what God made that was good that was perverted. Come on, amen. If you want to find out how evil got here, somebody took good and they perverted it. That's how sin got here. How many know rape is evil? Come on, rape is evil. We all agree, rape is evil, right? But it's really just a perversion of something that was meant to be good. Do you believe that tonight? Greed is evil. But it's really just a perversion of something that God intended to prosper his people by. Are we in agreement? How many know revenge is evil? But revenge is just a perversion of justice. Trying to settle the score. Come on, are we in agreement? So here's what he said. He said, I formed the light, and if I formed the light, then the light automatically created darkness. Because you can't have light unless there's darkness. So when I formed the light, then automatically light, darkness came. Are we okay? Come on, amen. And he said this, if I did that and it created darkness, and I formed peace, and if I create peace, then automatically there's a place where there's calamity. If I created peace, then there's automatically a place of calamity. Because you can't have peace from something unless you have calamity. Come on, amen. And he said, I want you to understand this, Cyrus. There's not two gods. There's not three gods. There's not six gods. There's not 30 million gods. There's one God, and his name's Jehovah God. He's the Lord God. He's almighty in battle. And he's the same God that knew you before you were ever formed in your mother's womb. He said, I want you to know something. The reason why I'm going to let you know that there's only one God is that before your mama even ever thought about getting with your daddy, God knew who you were. I'd already arranged your life. Only God can do that. Come on, only God can do that. And he said, I formed you in secret. And your name was written in the book before you ever got here. And your destiny was already planned for you before you ever even knew that you had a destiny, before you ever even got here. You say, well, what does all that mean, Pastor? Well, it means this. Here's what I came to tell you tonight. Cyrus found out who he was by getting in the book. So if you really want to know who you are, just get in the book. If you really want to know what your destiny is, get in the book. You're not going to find your destiny by hanging out down at Carmike watching movies all night and flipping through your TV and watching Fox News and CNN. You won't discover who you are. You're not going to discover who you are by watching the Hallmark Channel and Lifetime and Bravo and cooking shows and House Hunters and everything else we like to do to kill time. But if you really want to know who you are, you need to get into the book. Because in the pages of the book, you will find your destiny. You will find your purpose. You'll find out what God created you for. You'll find out what it means to live by the principles of the Bible that Jesus taught and walked in. You'll find out what it means to have revelation and live by that revelation. You'll find out what it means to have life and not death. Come on, somebody help me. I mean, in the garden, there was two trees. This is where we get this so hung up in the body of Christ. There was two trees in the garden. One was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. The knowledge of good and evil. Everybody agree? On one tree, knowledge of good and evil. The other tree was called the tree of life. That means that on the knowledge of good still leads to death. Because the knowledge of good and evil was the tree of death. That means your life is not based on what's right or wrong or what's a good or evil. Your life is based on life. The tree of life. We got everybody in the world trying to figure out what's right and wrong, what's good and evil, trying to find their destiny over in the same tree of death. And God said, get out of the tree. Get over here in the tree of life. Get and find out who you are. Live the life that I destined for you. And we're bad about it. We're bad about it. We get revelation about it, and then we jump over into the tree of life. And everything's going good, and then somebody says something, and we grab a little vine like a monkey and swing over to the tree of death. Well, I'm good enough. No, you're not. You need to stay in the tree of life. Because that's where your destiny is found, in him. And if you want to know who you are, if you really want to know who you are, get in the book. Come on, stand on your feet tonight. Woo! Everything in your life that you need to know about life is in the book. And it's not a mistake that it's called the Book of Life. See, guys, that's the old covenant. Jesus comes along in the new covenant, and he goes up on the cross, gives his life, and he resurrects from the dead. And then he says, in me, if you'll find your identity in me, if you'll discover your purpose in me, you'll have life. You'll have life.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. Pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been an honor and a pure joy to have been with you for the last 7 years on the air. As I stated earlier, I need your help to keep the Revealing Truth broadcasting on the air for the rest of the summer. If I have been a blessing to you in any way, if this word has ministered to you, if you've been healed by hearing this word, if it's changed your perspective and helped you in your life, I'm asking you to help me now. Will you help me? Will you partner with me? If you're calling, you can call 772-461-8555, extension 0. That number again is 772-461-8555, extension 0. We will take your donation over the phone. Otherwise, go to mytruthchurch.com and click on the donate button. From all of us here at Ignite Your World and The Revealing Truth, we want to thank you for helping keep us on the air. And thank you for partnering with us with your financial support this week. God bless you and have a great day in the Lord.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.